Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 28 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Never-Ending Provisions. Brother Andrew said, "In the years of living this life of faith, I have never known God's care to fail." Our text today is Joshua 5, 11 through 12. "And the day after Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. And the manna ceased the day after they ate of the produce of the land. And there was no longer manna for the people of Israel, but they ate the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." The day after they ate the Passover, Israel ate from the produce of the land. Once the people had God's abundant provisions of the promised land, the Lord stopped sending manna. They didn't need the old provisions from God because they had His new provisions. God always gives us what we need when we need it. He knows us better than we know ourselves. As Creator God, He has made us. As Omniscient God, He knows everything about us. As Omnipresent God, He sees us wherever we go. As Omnipotent God, there is nothing He can't do. As Jehovah Jireh, He is our provider. His never-ending provisions arise from His divine nature. It is out of who He is that we have the assurance that our Shepherd will guide, guard, and provide. In God's perfect wisdom, He always provides for our necessities as needs arise. Think about all that God has provided for His people in the wilderness: a cloud by day for shade, and a pillar of fire by night for guidance, manna from heaven daily, except for the Sabbath, water from a rock, feet that were never swollen, and clothes that never wore out. These are just a few of a long list of God's blessings. And the manna did not cease until they stood among the abundance of the produce of the promised land. In Deuteronomy 8, 7 through 10, God described Canaan as follows: "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks and water, of fountains and springs, flowing out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land He has given you." The fields that Israel entered were probably tilled by the people of Jericho. When they heard that Israel had crossed the Jordan River, they fled their fields in fear. They were all locked up inside the city walls of Jericho. The children of Israel simply walked into the harvest of what others had planted and sampled all that God provided for them. As Deuteronomy 8 described, Israel didn't need manna anymore because they had wheat, barley, figs, pomegranates, and honey. This gives fresh meaning to Psalm 23:5, where David writes, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." God surely had prepared Israel a table in the presence of their enemies. Before the walls came down at Jericho, Israel dined in their enemies' fields. God's provisions are never-ending and multifaceted. God provided His people with daily sustenance and military victory. He showed His power in the crossing of the Jordan, and He displayed His compassion as He fed His children. Battles will come for every believer. However, if you obey His commands and surrender to His lordship, He will provide new provisions for the promised land you are entering. As God continues to provide, remember this: never-ending provisions should result in ceaseless praise. Questions. God's provision of manna stopped the moment they entered the promised land. What does this teach you about God and His provisions? After God told Israel what good things were in store for them in the Promised Land, they received this warning in verses 11 through 15 of Deuteronomy 8. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, and his rules, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. In what ways have you forgotten God's never-ending provisions? How can you consistently remember all that God has done for you? Pray with me. Lord God, thank you so much for your provision. Thank you so much for showing up in powerful ways exactly when we need you. Lord, we can only sit in awe of you when we think of all the ways you're at work in our lives. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.